Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 7th and the 7th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And tonight I'm going to talk about the Riverdale TV show on CW. I started watching it one time and it was dark at the beginning. And I was like, I'm not really in the mood for this. And Archie wasn't exactly what I would consider good, like comics Archie. And so it kind of threw me off a little bit, so I stopped watching it. But then Nettie gave it such a good review, I thought, well, I'm going to give it another shot. So the past few days, I actually power watched through it. And I actually really liked it. I'm going to tell you the good things and the bad things. And I don't have many bad things. I'll go ahead and start out with those. Start with the very ending of season one, I found quite distressing. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I just found it quite distressing. But anyway, and the other thing was, they are playing sophomores. The kids are playing sophomores in this show. And I even listened back to where the coach referenced Archie as a sophomore to make sure. And they seem so much older. A couple of girls definitely seem a lot older. Cheryl and Veronica definitely dress a lot older. But even the way they speak and the things they do seem a lot more mature than I would think a sophomore to be. But that being said, that happens in a lot of TV shows lately, so it didn't make it horrible. It was just something I kept thinking about when I was watching it. So those would be my only two negatives that I had. So now the good stuff. I thought the plot was excellent. It was twisting and turning, and it was full of surprises. I'd think something one second, and then it would change. And I thought they did do an excellent job in casting the look of the character versus the comic character. I thought they really did a good job with that. Although Jackie, it did remind me of Ducky from Pretty in Pink, which was kind of cool because when Molly Ringwald came on, kind of made a connection there, so it was kind of cool. But overall, that was great. I love the vintage touches from Jughead's hat, which they kind of modernized it a little bit, but still, it was his hat, you could tell. The drum that Josie and the Pussycats played was the one in the comics. Pop's Diner with the constant milkshakes. And even the music, the soundtrack was awesome with a lot of songs, the Sugar Sugar and All Through the Night, Cyndi Lauper's All Through the Night, and Donna Summer, I Feel the Love, and Kids in America, Kim Wilde. They were all late 70s, early 80s songs, but in this Riverdale, they actually made them more current, and it was really good. I liked the way they did that. It was very refreshing. Let's see. So overall, I really enjoyed it this time, and I would recommend you watch it. Now, I did note one thing that I thought was kind of cool. At the end, someone is in jail, and I noticed that they had a comic book that they kind of threw, but all you could see, you could not see the whole cover. You could just see a partial cover. And I saw S-O-R-C, and it was like a blonde girl. That was all you could see. And I kind of searched that, just Google search, images search, like that. And I didn't really see anything. And I was sitting here thinking about what could that be. And then all of a sudden it hit me. Sabrina, sorcery, witch, kind of connection there. So I went from there. And I found out that this was the first edition, I mean, number one, of Chilling Adventures in Sorcery Told by Sabrina. And it was issue number one. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be a hint that Sabrina is going to be showing up soon. I hope so. She's kind of a cool character, and I think she would add a lot to the show. And I actually found that copy online and ordered it, so it should be here soon. That's pretty cool. So all in all, I would say that Riverdale is great, and thanks, Nettie, for making me watch it again. And I hope everyone has a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike, version 3.0, unported.